Gemara says in Sechs Rosh Hashanah, Gemara talks about the Yud Gimel Midas. The Gemara of Yud Zayin talks about the Midah of Rav Chesed and the Midah of Emes. And the Gemara is a Kasha. Ilfa Rami, Ksiv Rav Chesed, Ksiv Emes. It says Rav Chesed and it says Emes. Tchile ve Emes, Ilbesef Rav Chesed. Emes and Din go together as Mashma Rashi. Emes is Mechayev Din, and if he sees that the Oilom is not Niskayim Bedin, the Rebbein shows Mitzarev the Midah of Rav Chesed. The Gemara on Amid Aleph says, what is the Midah of Rav Chesed? Matei Klape Chesed. The Eibishter is Matei Klape Chesed. Im Lav Rav Chesed, Matei Klape Chesed. Kasha that everybody asks is a simple kasha. It's not lefi seder aksuvim. In Pasuk it says first v'rav chesed, and then v'emes. How do we learn the psukim, that the psukim shtim? The Gemara says first it's emes, and then rav chesed. And if so, it should say in Pasuk first emes, and then rav chesed. Not first chesed, and then rav, not first rav chesed, and then emes. The Heilige Pnei Yeshua says dvorm nefloim tefem v'dis kasha. Pnei Yeshua says something that will give us a little bit to understand the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, the Aveda of Yom Kippur, how we understand the two Avedas. It says in Pnei Yeshua that there is two Avedas, there's the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah and there's the Aveda of Yom Kippur. Betchila, when the Gemara says, Betchila ve'emes means on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is Mishpat, is Emes. Be'seif, Hayne b'Yom Kippur, the Midah is v'Rav Chesed. That's the Midah of Rav Chesed. The Midah of Rav Chesed was Nizgala on Yom Kippur. And that's why, since the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachmem was said on Yom Kippur, since Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachmem on Yom Kippur, if so, that's why on Yom Kippur the Pasuk says Rav Chesed first. The Emes is that the Seder is Emes and then Rav Chesed. Because first comes Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur. But since the Yud Gimel Midas was said on Yom Kippur is the Midah of Rav Chesed, so that's why it says first in the Pasuk of Rav Chesed. As I state in Heilige Pnei Yeshua. Another Diak Nifla Edom Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is Medayik in the Gemara Diak, that's a Peledik Diak. Everybody's Bakanter in the Gemara of Shloshes Svarim Psuchim, that the Shloshes Svarim Psuchim, Sifran Shal Rishon, Sifran Shal Tzadikim, and Sifran Shal Beininim. The Gemara says the following: Shloshes Svarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Rishon Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, VeEchad Shal Beininim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim VeNechtomim LaAlta LaChayim, Rishon Gemurim Nechtovim LaAlta LeMisa. Beininim Tluyim VeOimdim B'Rosh Hashanah VeAdim Kippa. Zochu Nechtovim LaChayim, Loi Zochu Nechtovim LeMisa. What do the Beinonim need, Zok the Pnei Yeshua? The Beinonim need, that should be Matik Lapa Chesed. That's what the Beinonim need. So that's why the Beinonim are waiting of Purim Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, with the Midah of Rav Chesed, they're Beinonim, so the Eibishter is Matik Lapa Chesed. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, Diak, someplace in Pnei Yeshua there is this Diak, not in this piece, but I'm almost sure that the Pnei Yeshua says this Diak. If not, it says in others, that in the Gemara doesn't say that they're Nechtomim on Yom Kippur. In the Gemara it says, Beininim tluyim v'oimdim me'Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur, zochu nechtovim l'chayim, loy zochu nechtovim l'misa. By tzadikim it says nechtovim v'nechtomim, by Rishoyim it says nechtovim v'nechtomim, by Beininim it says in the Gemara only nechtovim. It doesn't say nechtovim v'nechtomim. Why doesn't it say nechtovim v'nechtomim? Why is it missing the nechtomim by the Beininim? That's another problem. No, the Gemara says, "Dirshu Hashem b'imotzei, koru b'yosei korev." When is the Dirshu Hashem b'imotzei? Elu asare yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippurim. These are the asare yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippur. That's this man when Yochid is like a tibu, and that's this man that's Dirshu Hashem b'imotzei. The kasha is brought in Kadmonim that there are no asare yomim bein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippur. There are Asar Yomim, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but there are no Asar Yomim, bein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why does it say Asara Yomim Bein Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippur? There's no Asara Yomim Bein Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippur. There's only 7 days or 8 days if you don't count the Drabonon, the Yom Arichta, so there's 8 days. But Asara Yomim Shemein Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippur needs a Hezbet. Why is there Asara Yomim Shemein Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippur? Mishnah Sarabaran in Chelik Beis Omet Kuf Samach Beis talks about the Midah of Rav Chesed, that the Eibishter is Matei Klapa Chesed. And I thought, Neure de Kediburim, I will read exactly what it says here. Umavuye Berishainim, the Cholze Koi al Din del Osed Lovai, Veloi al Adin de Rosh Hashanah. That the Midah of Rav Chesed does not go on the Din of Rosh Hashanah, the Midah of Rav Chesed goes on the Din of Losed Lovai. Vechenu Lehedje Basogis La Rambam, in Taima de Milse, why is it taka different? Why is different the Din of Losed Lovai from the Din of Rosh Hashanah? A neuridic piece of Rajba that he says that is brought in Das Kedushim from Abfall Hamburger. Dan Hoga Vatoya Klapa Chesed, the poor is called the person can't be Mesakin his Maisim anymore. So that's why it's written that Ribbonishim should do Atoya Klapa Chesed, because you have no Bereira anymore. The person can't change himself by the Din of Laosid. Oba Anas Shoshana, Dal Se Tshuva is Psucham Lafonov, and it's the chesed of the Ribbonishim that is Toila until Yom Kippur. So the Anhoga of Klapa Chesed is not Shaykh over here. Why should you get Anhoga of Klapa Chesed? You have a Bereira. You have what to do. You have a Bereira what to do. You have a Bereira to use. That's Eres Yimei Tshuva. And the Emes is, Rabban says, that if you hear these Diburim, one has to realize the Chomer of not doing Tshuva and Eres Yimei Tshuva. Mikol Zeh Muvin. Rabban says, I'm worried to Kecheshman. If you understand clearly this Rajba, you understand what lies in this Rajba. Why there's no Rav Chesed on Rosh Hashanah? Because Dal Se Tshuva Psuch and Lefanov. One has to know what kind of tzitter it has to chapim that is not Shov B'yom Emelu. Because that's this Gulas Hazman that should help Tshuva. And if you don't use it, then you lose Chas V'Sholom the Midah of Rav Chesed. As I state in Mishnah Rabban. If so, it's Mashma, that on Yom Kippur, we also not to zeichet to Rav Chesed. But Yeshua says that the din on Yom Kippur is a din of a Rav Chesed, and that's the din of Yom Kippur. Let us understand and try to understand a little bit what that says Yimei Tshuva are, and let us try to understand a little bit what Shabbos Shuvah is all about, why Shabbos Shuvah is so important, and what Yom Kippur is all about, and then maybe we will be able to understand why we have the anhoga of Rav Chesed when it comes to Yom Kippur, why we have the anhoga of Rav Chesed. I'll be matzia a new kasha, there unto some kasha. One will open up a siddur, and one will learn what it says in the Torah Agedosha. It says in the Torah Agedosha of Aharon HaKohen, in Parashas Achrimos, Val Yovei B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. He shouldn't come b'chol Eis El HaKodesh. B'zois Yovei Aharon El HaKodesh. What should he come El HaKodesh? B'par Ben Bokar. The Briskun Asylum, it's printed now from a Ksaviyad, a Maima of the Briskun Asylum. The Briskun Asylum was from the Gedele Talmidei, Baal Shem, Amagit. He asked, Amoyadiki Mokubal, Ashver, Sefer, but the Kasha that he asks is Amoyadiki Kasha. Every time it's supposed to say Dova Vifuchai. It's supposed to write Dova Vifuchai. How do we write the Posik? Al Yovei B'chol Eis Ela Kedish, Ki Im Ba'osa Ela Kedish, then you could go, Shteit Shazay in the Torah. Steht al Yove b'choleis al HaKadosh, b'zois Yove an al HaKadosh. It should say b'osa el HaShvi Yove. If the opposite of b'choleis is b'osa el HaShvi, what says b'zois Yove an al HaKadosh? And the emes is that in the whole parasha, it's not the month b'chlal Yom Kippur and the date of Yom Kippur. Only at the end of the parasha it says v'ois alechem l'chukas olam b'chadosh HaShvi. Only at the end of the parasha does it say that. Yudua is as a chochmas Adam, is the back of chochmas Adam HaYerdeya. There's a piece brought by the Chochmas Adam, by the Chaya Adam, that he heard from the Heilige Goyin, that the Goyin Be'etzem asks the Kasha why it's not the month Yom Kippur, and why Yom Kippur is only the month at the end of the Pasuk. This new Kasha of the Dover V'Fuchai does not say in the Goyin, but with the Goyin it becomes to enter this Kasha also. The Goyin says, Yisod Nifla, that in the Midbar, Aharon HaKohen was able to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted, with the Seder of the parasha. The Goyin answers Muir the Kediyukim in the parasha. Al Yahweh Bachalais Al Kodesh Godan Anakoyin. Anakoyin was able to go in Bezeis Yahweh Al Kodesh. The Chukas Oilom, it's only on Yom Kippur. But in Midbar it was Negeya all times. Bezeis for Emphit, why it doesn't say Al Yahweh Bachalais Al Kodesh Kim Ba'asa La Kodesh? Because why? Because we're talking about Taka Bezeis Yahweh Aaron. It's Taka wasn't what? It wasn't Taka only Ba'asa La Kodesh. As they learned the Goyin. The Meshach Chochma explains the Goyin. What's Taka Pshat in the Goyin? What's Taka the Inyan that in those men Mishona he was able to go in and other times not? Because only when Ba'onon Eroa Lakapayris, only when there was the Onon, that's when he was able to go in. In the Midbar, the Onon was there all the time. So if the Onon was there all the time, then Aaron HaKohen was able to go in all the time. So go back to Fasaparnu, that Aaron HaKohen had to light the Menorah all the 40 years in the Midbar, stems with this Inyan also. Bakoponim lotn goin in the kasha fa emfit. Or bakoponim lefi pshutei shel mikra. Lefi pshutei shel mikra. There's a lot of chulkim on the goin. There's kashas on the goin of the goin at the gaholtna zay. We're going to fa emfit if we don't learn like the goin. If we learn that the pshutei shel mikra is talking on Yom Kippur, what's taki pshat val yovei b'chol eis ala kodesh? It says b'zeis yovei aron ala kodesh, and it doesn't say more than that. It doesn't say that over v'fuchai that he should go in b'osa ala kodesh on kodesh ashvi, and it doesn't say until the end. I'll try to bring down the dvorim neiroim that it says in Briskun Asaylom down to our madrega, down to our madrega. First of all, let us see a lashon from Asasemes Shabbos Shuva Tov Resh Memches. Inyan Aseres Yimei Tshuva. What's the inyan of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? B'mokim Shabbal Tshuva Aimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yichelin Lamed. And he says a double dvorm that we have to understand. Dvorm Pshutim. This is Heches, or this is Dvorm Pshutim. In the world, there's only 7 days. The world is only Shibbos Yimei Bereshis. Be'etzem, we know there's a misper of 10. We know there's a misper of 10. There's Eser Sviris. There's Aseres Mamoris. There's Aseres Adibris. But in this world, there's not Nisgala 10. In this world, there's only Nisgala 7. The 7 Midas are Nisgala in this world. Those are the Sheva Yimei Ashvur. There's 3 that are higher than the 7 Midas. Just posh it to me, name them. The Malvismeng Vosmeret. Keser Chochma Bina Alamalam El Sheva Midas. Keser Chochma Bina, not Nisgala in this world, because there's only Shiva Yomim. So the Heilige Sasemes, the Oilam Yesh Rak Sheshes Yimei Amaisa Vishabis, Ato Yesh Asora Yomim. Nafkukno Vaseres Yimei Tshuva, a different light. It's not stamped 10 days. There's a new mispar of 10 days. Like it says in Gedal Yo, B'Shem Avneneza. There's 6 days and the Shi is Shabbos, the Spitz is Shabbos. There's 9 days and the Spitz is Yom Kippur. It's a different Seder, it's a different Magol, a different Seder that works on a separate Seder. So it's a Semes, V'haynu she Mizgala ha'oras a Gimel Rishaynes. It's Mizgala, the Ora of the Gimel Rishaynes. That on Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, it's Mizgala, the Ora of Gimel Rishaynes. That's the Gilui that there is in this day. What are these Gimel Rishonos? These Gimel Rishonos, Sheheim Nikroim Yimei Kedem. There's Yimei Oilom and there's Yimei Kedem. The Yimei Oilom are the Shivas Yimei Bereshis. The Yimei Kedem are these Yimei Kedem. The Yimei Kedem are the days that are Kedem Dikid days. These are the Gimel Rishonos that become Nizgala in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And Aseres Yimei Tshuva become Nizgala the Gimel Rishonos. I know you. This is not sein eigen in the Burim, this is Zachen der Gebeut in Lamaila, Lamaila, aber das ist der Metzies, that on Shabbos Kedish, is Nizgala, that on the Seres Yimei Tshuva, there's Nizgala, the Yimei Kedem, there's Nizgala more than what we understand. Zog de Briskin und Seilam, if we understand what we just said, in the Musik of what you just said, mit Afchap Mavissel, but we'll be Magnum Apostolic in Tillim, just to show you that we're not reading Heches, we're reading a portion to Rashi in Tillim. In Tillim, Zog David HaMelech, Yomim Yutzoru. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Miyatzer days. We know that Bria Zman is a Bria. The Rashba brings, and as I state in Zohar HaKadosh, in Pasuk it says, Ki Sheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. It doesn't say, Ki Bisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. It's a Raya that Bria of Zman is also a Bria. Zman is a creation. So, the Rebbeinu Shalom created Zman, Yomim Yutzoru. The Eibishter was Miyatzer Yomim. The Eibishter made a Yitzira of Zman. Veloi echad mehem. It says veloi with aleph, veloi mitavov. V'loy echad, zogt Rashi, which day belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'loy echad, zwei lashonos in Rashi. Ein lashon Rashi Yom Kippur, ein lashon Rashi Yom HaShabbos. First, let us learn it on Yom Kippur, then we'll go down to Yom HaShabbos. V'loy echad ma'am, it means that Yom Kippur is not nichlol in the Yomim Yutzaru. Aklora Rashi. Yomim Yutzaru, they went into Zman. Zman does not include Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not included in Zman. In other words, we have a new avona in a gemara. Ha satan shin samach dalet yomim yesh la yishus listune. Yom Kippur has no yishus listune. How do we understand that gemara? If we learn this Rashi right, then we understand that this zman is a completely different zman. It's a zman that's not nichlal in zman. Of course, it's in zman, but it's not in zman. Zog de bris kunis oylem, if so, pshat im posik is nirov oyim. Al yovoy bechol eis el akedish. Wherever that the shaykh is to eat him, kemen is tarang en akedish akedoshim. Val yovoy bechol eis el akedish. You can't go in the zmanim into akedish akedoshim. In akedish akedoshim, there's not shaykh is to go in when there's not shaykh a beginner of itim. The chof ches itim, the inyan of zman. When there's the inyan of zman, it's not shaykh to go into el akedish. Only on Yom Kippur, where there is the beginner of Yimei Kedem, Yom Kippur is the spitz of Yimei Kedem, it's the spitz of the Yimei Kedem, that's why it says Yimei Tshuva, a chana for that Yimei Kedem, and you get Yom Kippur to the spitz of Yimei Kedem, you get to the Zman that's not Zman, of course, it was Nitzvus in Zman, so now a beginner of Lamala min Zman, that you have an achize in the Yamala min Zman, in the Zman, that means the Yimei Kedem was Nitvas in the Yimei Olam, in other words, the Yimei Kedem have an achiza in the Yimei Olam. That's for 365 days. But in the Yimei Olam became a mekabel for Azman. That's lemalam in Azman. It's lemalam in Hasagaseinu, but we have to understand that that's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is a pchina of lemalam in Azman that became nitvas in Zman. In order just to see the neflois in Torah, to the inyan to see the neflois in Torah, meaning to say that a person should see how everything licked in a pasuk, the yidnam gezen often claw the mitzias of Torah Kedusha. We know again what we mean mazbe that the etzem edoy yimei oylam, sidoy yimei kedem that become nitvis in zman, and that's Yom Kippur is yimei kedem that becomes nitvis in zman. Bezois is begemat yimei oylam with yimei kedem together. Bezois yavei aron al hakodesh al yavei bechol eis al hakodesh. He shouldn't come in the zman in al hakodesh. When could he come? When it comes nizgala the bezois. What's the nizgalus of bezois? The yimei kedem in the yimei oylam. I'm not saying it over. I'm talking them. I'm just showing you. Within the flows in Torah Kedusha, within the Torah Kedusha state, all state in the Torah Kedusha, and the neif and nifla. About koponim, zetman del nekuda. That in Yom Kippur becomes Nizgala Yimei Kedem, and that's the Nizgalus Nifla of the Yimei Kedem. And the Sasema says that that's why we have a shaychus to it, because we makom shabal tshuva aimdim and tzaddik and gemirim yichaylim lamed. So the koyach of bal tshuva, we have a koyach to go lemalam in azman. Siddha Sasema that's not printed. A Sasemis that's not printed, Siddha Kuntris that somebody wrote, what he heard from the Sasemis, I said it over many times, but it's a mitzvah lefalsim, steht in Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to be mefayis chaveira erev Yom Kippur. Siddha Adin, mefayis chaveira erev Yom Kippur. Pashtis, and I've been Yom Kippur mechapa, and I've been Yom Kippur mechapa, that's why he has to be mefayis chaveira. We see over that the pious is afele shalikidin. Rav went to be mefayis the tabach, that's klar with the tog. Rav shgedaf mevalzel zayn to go be mefayis the tabach, to be mamtzi himself for the tabach meiner. Al kolcha chzlikto epes mel videm. So same state dvorim neiroam admiyit. Yom Kippur we just were mazba that Yom Kippur is lemalam in azman. Wie kommt Menschen der azman dike Menschen der amagushim dike gashmi is dike people to be able to be nisala to a zman that's lemalam in azman. That Sasemis, you have to do a pu'ula of lamala mikoichos ha'odom. You have to be mevatl yod gashmis legamri. You have to do a pu'ula from bitl ageshem legamri in order to have a shaykhis to Yom Kippur. So nishdok ha'geresre pu'ula of ingeshem legamri than to go over to somebody that you know 100% the person ba'avled you. You know 100% that the person did you an avla. The person is not right. You don't have to be moichalim. And you mamtzi yourself to be moichalim. Or you ask him mechila, whichever way it is, and you mevatl your whole yeshus, That's the way you have the kapara for Yom Kippur. Neuch the kishtikel sasemes. The achana for Yom Kippur is the bitl ayesh to be able to elevate yourself to Yom Kippur. You can't elevate to Yom Kippur. You fly up to Yom Kippur. So you don't have to fly to Yom Kippur. But after a pa'ula to fly to Yom Kippur. The pa'ula to get to Yom Kippur. The pa'ula to get to Yom Kippur is bitl ayeshus. The bitl ayeshus is the pius adam lachaveroi. The shmare pius, nicht the leichte pius. Nicht the moichel a fire that you say to Chaverim. The rechtige piers ben Adam l'chaveri. Amolz ben ish l'ishtoi. Amolz ben ov l'benoi. Amolz ha-shver. Amolz ha-mashpocha. Everybody has his cheshbenis. Vels is with mota cheshbemit. That you can't break that middle of breaking yourself. So this is same as dosi da achona for Yimekedem. That's the achona for this is galus. Akoponim. There is galus for Yimekedem that we are talking about. So same as says that if in these days is Nizgala, that's Galus of Yimei Kedem, that is Galus of Yimei Kedem has a kesher to this Galus of Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman. As I said, that is Galus of Yimei Kedem as is Galus of Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman. I only want to say Ashtikal Ora. Ashtikal Ora. We had a problem with the Midah of Rav Chesed and Yom Kippur. We had a problem with the Midah of Rav Chesed and Yom Kippur, that the Midah of Rav Chesed is not Shaykh La'osid, and the Midah of Rav Chesed hat Shka Shaykhis zu der Welt. Avada takenish, Rosh Hashanah hat nicht mit Rav Chesed. Yom Kippur, was Yom Kippur is takel le Mailas, is takel nicht in the Cheshmen von Zman. Mit Zabdat, that Yom Kippur is not in the Cheshmen von Zman. Dorten wird Nizgala de Rav Chesed. Dorten wird Nizgala de Rav Chesed. De Rav Chesed wird Nizgala mit Zad, the Satog from Rav Chesed. Satog was the Ebishter is Megala de Rav Chesed, because it's Mizgala taki de Yimei Kedem, it's le Mailam in Abriya. In Briya taki there's no Yimei Kedem, there's no Rav Chesed. In le Mailam in Abriya is the Rav Chesed. Yom Kippur is an Esgalus of Lamailum in Abriya. And if Yom Kippur is an Esgalus of Lamailum in Abriya, we have a Tvisa in the Anhoga of Rav Chesed. That's the Anhoga of Yom Kippur. Because the Chesed from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, at the Shemavaya, vet Nislavish in the Rav Chesed on Yom Kippur. Thus is the Loshen for Yom Kippur. Kippur, the Begematria, Havaya, Rav Chesed. Das ist der Mide von Yom Kippur. Der Mide ist der Rachmen, was wird nicht slabisch in Rav Chesed. Das ist der Mide von Yom Kippur. Das ist that's the day of Yom Kippur. That is Lapsus of that Mirdike Mide of Rav Chesed. But all starts in the Yimei Atshuva. You need this alus of Asorah Yimei Atshuva to be able to stel sich zu for them. And we had a problem, how you have Asorah Yimei Atshuva. The emes is that Shabbos has in it two parts in it. Shabbos is taken part of the 7 days. Of in Shabbos vet nizgala you may kedem also. In Shabbos to a certain degree vet nizgala you may kedem also. If we will look in the parasha of Shabbos, it says 3 times Yom Ashvi in Shabbos. In Shabbos it says 3 times in the parasha from Vayechulu, it says 3 times Yom Ashvi. Why in Shabbos does it say 3 times Yom Ashvi? Shteit Neheligis Vasemes in Parashas Bereshis. Because that's a raya that on Shabbos there's an Esgalus of the Sholosh Rishonis. That's why it says in Parashas Bishalach 3 times Yom by Shabbos, because that's the Esgalus of the Sholosh Rishonis. In Shabbos there's also an Esgalus of Sholosh Rishonis. We'll show you a Dovah Nifla that it says in Briskunis Olam, only that we should remember the Kedusha of Shabbos Kedush. We should remember the Kedusha of Shabbos Kedush, that the Kedusha of Shabbos is the Kedusha of Sholosh Rishonis. The Sholosh Rishonis is Keser, Chochma, Bina. That's Keser, the Lamed Beis Nesiv is Chochma, and the Nun Share Bina. Shabbos is Begamatria, Keser, Lamed Beis, Nun. That's a raya that in Shabbos, Vet Nizgala, the Keser, the Lamed Beis Nesiv is Chochma, and the Nun Share Bina. That's a remez, and the word Shabbos Likchein, there is Galus from Keser, Chochma, and Bina, that there is on Shabbos of the Sholosh Rishonis. So if we understand that Shabbos is an inyan of the pnimius of the Maaseh Bereishis. So Sam says, Amuya de Kikasha. We say Friday night in Kiddush, Zikoroin Lemaaseh Bereishis. What is Zikoroin Lemaaseh Bereishis? The ganze Maaseh Bereishis are Chonah to Shabbos. Shabbos is Zikoroin to Maaseh Bereishis. It's mamish the opposite. The Shabbos is Zikoroin to Maaseh Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis are Chonah to Shabbos, not Zikoroin Lemaaseh Bereishis. Elamai Shabbos is a Zecha to the pnimius of Maaseh Bereishis. The pnimius of Maaseh Bereishis, what was not Nizgala Maaseh Bereishis. What was not Nizgala Maaseh Bereishis? Do you make Kedem that wasn't Nizgala Maaseh Bereishis? That's all part of this piece of Sasemis and Tofresh. Ches. And that's why we don't say on Shabbos, Yei Erev V'Yivoykel, because in Yimei Kedem there's no Erev. Yimei Kedem in Ishtok HaTaruvis. Yimei Kedem is in Gansen Rein. That's why it doesn't say Vayi Erev V'Yivoykel on Shabbos. So if so, we understand that in this main Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it doesn't send take. Because in Shabbos, there's Nisgala, the Sholosh Rishonis also. So you have 7 days plus 3 days. Ido Asor Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyam Kippur. Vet Fe'emphit, where there is the Asor Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyam Kippur. Because in Shabbos, there's a Nisgalas of the Yimei Kedem also. So in Shabbos, you have another 3 days besides the Yom HaShabbos that's in the Sheikh Shimei HaMaisa, in the Shimei Shimei HaBinyan. There's also the Nisgalas of 3 other Yomim in Shabbos. And that's the Nisgalas of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva that's Bein Rosh Hashanah Liyam Kippur. Not for the diuk in the Gemara with our Havana. In other words, a person has to understand that if a person wants to have richtige achana to Yom Kippur, where does it start, the richtige achana to Yom Kippur? One, the whole Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Yom Kippur has to be the shi of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. It has to be the spitz of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. It has to be the end of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Besides that, Yom Kippur has to be the end of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. There's a moyodike zman that is be'etzem the koyach of Yom Kippur. We know that Shabbos is koyel everything that's in the week. So it's a davar poshut that Yom Kippur starts on the Shabbos. It's a davar poshut that the Or of Yom Kippur starts on Shabbos. And what we're talking about, it's shaykh the Or of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Because the Or of Shabbos has a shaykh to the Or of Gimel Rishonis. So it's shaykh that the Or of Shabbos should be nizgala, start being nizgala on the Or of Yom Kippur should start being nizgala on Shabbos. Kolshkein Shabbos of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, which is a completely different cycle. Kolshkein the Shabbos of Aseret Yimei Tshuva is a completely different cycle. Today is the 4th day of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. The 4th day of Aseret Yimei Tshuva is Mechuvn, connected the 4th dibber of Zohar Asiyem HaShabbos Lekatshei. What's the Avodah of a Yid on today's day? Avodah on today's day is a Yid Zol Mekabel Zanavzich HaKabbalah. Aseret Yimei Tshuva is days that we make Kabbalahs. Every day you make a Kabbalah on the dibber of that day. A Yid should be mekabel, to be mekayim, the Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekatshei with a Hidur. He should do something to be mahadr in the Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekatshei. Somewhat to do a mahidr in the Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekatshei. Somewhat to elevate the Shmiris Shabbos. Somewhat to elevate the Shmiris Shabbos, not in the Sumeira from Shabbos, in the Seitei from Shabbos, in the Ora from Shabbos, in the Groiskeit from Shabbos, in the Ora and the Lechtigkeit from Shabbos. Somewhat a person should do somewhat kind of Kabbalah today to be Mekayim, the Zohar, Siyam, Shabbos, Lekatshei, on a higher Reifen. And Befrat, when it comes afterwards the Shabbos, which we know that this Shabbos is the Mekur of the Yom Kippur. The Shabbos is the Ur of Yom Kippur, lies in the Shabbos. The Yimei Kedem lies in the Shabbos. That's why the Shabbos Shuva has a special Yisid of Shabbos Shuva. It's like the Shabbos has a Yecheles to be Mamshech, the Tshuva on a person, the Eir of Tshuva. The Yud Gimel Midas Shal Rachimim, it can be Ma'eir on a person. So a person should realize how much a person has to use the Shabbos on a Hecher Eifen, Fateira, Fatfila, to use the Shabbos on a different Eifen, a Shabbos Shuva. Then that is totally the Kiddush of Yom Kippur. Person should realize that he should use the Shabbos of a Moyedike Hecher Eifen, and a person has to bechlal understand that when it comes every day that it comes closer to Yom Kippur, a person's hanhog has to change. Because if we understand what Yom Kippur is, and we understand till where a person reaches Yom Kippur, we understand that a person reaches to such a high Madrega Yom Kippur, we have an Egiya to such a high Mokim Yom Kippur. It's an Ishkanaf Kemin if we have a Tfisa. We have a Tfisa on the Hoichkeit of Yom Kippur. It's enough that our Tfisa becomes, as Yom Kippur Nishka Pasha to talk, Yom Kippur has no Shaykhis to Zman. It's higher than our Saga. That alone is Mechayiv, that a person has to elevate himself from day to day and become higher in his Asagas and higher in his Aveda and become better from day to day on his Aveda when it comes closer to Yom Kippur. Not to become used to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, not to become busy Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva has to be margish, the person has to be margish every day, agresser the Pachat, agresser the Tzitta, is continental to Yom Kippur, comes closer to becoming close to the Rebbeinu Shelolam. Avadas vet nizgala Yom Kippur, moyedike chasodim, Yom Kippur is a that becomes Nizgala more chasodim than Rosh Hashanah. Havadav Yom Kippur Gereser Chasodim Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, Yom Kippur is Ve'av Chesed. So there are more than chasodim in Yom Kippur. But you have to be able to pick yourself up to those chasodim. Havadav, when it comes to these chasodim, then the Rebbeinu Shalom is Noisa Ova in Oiva Al Pesha. Then you can be Zoichet to more than chasodim of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because you come to a place where there's no Chet in the Yimei Kedem. Chet is not Poigim in Gansen. And that's why when Yom Kippur, when we get the Orif in Yimei Kedem, that's why the Chatom are not Ma'akiv. That's why the Sosema says it's much easier to do tshuva these days. Because in this world, the chatom ma'akif. But when you heighten yourself to a cycle of you make kedem, chet never touched you make kedem. So it's easier for a person to do tshuva. Poel pa'alta, David Amel says in Tilim, poel pa'alta b'yimeyem, poel pa'alta b'yimeyem, yimei kedem. It would be enough that it says in Pasik, poel pa'alta b'yimeyem. Why does he have to put on b'yimei kedem? It's enough. Poel pa'alta b'yimeyem, which yimeyem means in the days that was. What's the kefal aloshon? Poel pa'alta b'yimei kedem. Poel pa'alta b'yimeyem b'yimei kedem. Akalachach, David Amelach, is Meramez on these days. Poel pa'alta. Rebbe Nishlam was poel pa'alta b'yimei hem. In their days, in the Yimei Oilam, the Rebbe Nishlam was poel that should be in the Zgala b'yimei kedem. The Yom Kippur, poel pa'alta b'yimei hem. In their own days, the Rebbe Nishlam was poel that should be in the Zgala b'yimei kedem. So the Brisker Nishlam, David HaMelech was Meramis, poel pa'alta. Poel pa'alta is b'gematria kesel, chachma bina. Poel pa'alta, the Rebbe Nishlam was megala b'yimeyem. The Tegimel Rishonos b'yimei kedem, in the Yimei kedem. The Yimei kedem that's nitvis in the Yimei Olam, that's b'yimeyem in their days. The Rebbe Nishlam was mechabe the Yimei kedem in the Yimei Olam. The difference between Yimei Olam and Yimei kedem is only two. So b'yimei kedem is also meramez on the Yimei Olam. Thank you.